Will there be big changes in how we get our energy? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. President-elect Donald Trump has called global warming, quote, a very expensive hoax. He's put a climate change skeptic in charge of his EPA transition team. And Trump has promised to scrap the Clean Power Plan. That EPA rule aims to cut carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. It's currently tied up in court. But both utilities and environmental groups in Michigan say even if the Trump administration scrapped the rule, it wouldn't matter much. John Osterberry is with DTE Energy.
We supported the Clean Power Plan, and our plans that are still in place would have met those provisions. So we're really continuing on that basis.
DTE is shutting down several of its old coal-burning power plants. Consumers Energy has done the same thing. James Clift is with the Michigan Environmental Council. He says the low price of natural gas has been driving this transition away from coal.
A lot of the transition that we expected that the Clean Power Plan was going to force is already happening. And it's actually happening more quickly than we thought. So we're going to see a lot of carbon reduction in the next 5 years anyway.
He says one of the things his group will be watching is whether those cuts are enough to slow the pace of climate change. This is the Environment Report. We're joined now by energy reporter Reid Frazier. He's with the environment news program, The Allegheny Front. Reid, President-elect Trump has promised to bring back coal industry jobs. How likely is it that we'll see the industry rebound?
Well, the coal industry certainly thinks so. And after the election, you saw coal stocks rebound, including Peabody Energy, the biggest coal company in the country. I spoke with a coal miner in Greene County, Pennsylvania, Bob Wilson, who certainly thinks this will be good for jobs in the coal industry. And he also thinks that environmental regulations will be cut back and that that'll also be good for his industry.
And with the EPA getting off of our backs, you'll be able to produce coal for a cheaper amount.
Well, that may be true if Trump does roll back some of the Obama-era restrictions on coal and regulations on coal. A lot of experts say that because natural gas has gotten so cheap through fracking, that it's really unlikely that you're going to see the coal industry get back to the level that it has been at, you know, 10 years ago, just because fracking has made natural gas so cheap, cheaper than coal.
How are energy companies reacting to Trump's election?
There's a lot of very neutral language being used to describe how excited the various energy companies and industries are about working with a new administration and a new Congress. I think overall, Trump has favored exploiting some of the resources that Obama simply wasn't that interested in. For instance, the Keystone XL pipeline and other energy infrastructure projects where you saw the Obama administration push back. Trump, if we're to believe his campaign words, will push for them. And the renewable industry also says it's looking forward to working with the Trump administration, though they have a little bit more to lose than the fossil fuel industry in that, you know, Trump could really roll back some of the incentives that have really pushed renewables ahead during the last 8 years. But there is a sense among some of the people in the solar and wind industry that, you know, there's a kind of a unstoppable momentum for these technologies right now, just because the prices to produce wind and solar have come down so much that they're now beginning to be competitive with the more traditional fuels.
Reid Frazier, energy reporter for the environment news show, The Allegheny Front. Thanks, Reid.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.